Vande Guru Misha Bhaktam Zisham Isha Avatarakam Tat Prakasham Satat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Who knows, apart from you, which verse this is? From Chaitanya Charitamrita, which? The very first verse, yeah. Offering obeisances to the gurus, the devotees of the Lord, to the Supreme Lord Himself and to His various avatars, to His various expansions and energies. And this is the way that Krishna Chaitanya is understood. All these, He's always accompanied by His... He is the summum bonum, He is everything, and He has all His potencies, energies, avatars, devotees, and we offer our respects to all of them. Ajana lambata bhujo kanaka vadato sankirtanaika pitaro kamalayantaksho vishvambharo dvijavaro yuga dharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. What about this one? Oh, where is it from? Where's the verse from?
First verse of
Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's right, okay. So, it describes, it offer obeisances to Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who have arms that stretch down to their knees, golden countenance. They are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. They have lotus eyes, lotus-like eyes. They are the maintainers of the world. They have appeared as the best of the brahmanas. They are the protectors of the yuga dharma, of the... Anyway, they understand what yuga dharma means. Or the maintainers of the yuga. And we offer our respects to them, who are very dear to the world, and are the mercy avatars. So we're very lucky to be here. We're very fortunate by their mercy, which we've received through Srila Prabhupada, to be in the holy dham of Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best place in the universe. Where would you like to be? I think many Russians, they go to Malaga nowadays, isn't it? Malaga, there's flights from South Spain. They think it's a nice place to... When I was in the airport, I saw the flights to Malaga. And I remember as a child in England seeing that the advertisements for real estate in the Bahamas and the Bermuda, the Caribbean islands, these places where people like to live. They think it's a very good place to live. Yeah. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described that the earth is the best planet in the universe. And within the earth, within the earth, the Bharat Varsha, or what is today known as India, is the best place. Within Bharat Varsha, West Bengal is the best place. Gaurmandal Bhumi, the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And within Gaurmandal Bhumi, Navadvip Dham is the best place. And within Navadvip Dham, Sri Mayapur is the best place. Well, that's a little extrapolation. Prabhupada took it further and said, within Navadvip Dham, Sri Mayapur, Chandradaya Mandir, that is the best place. Srila Prabhupada would explain that, of course, there is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yogpeet, but referring to the Bhagavad Gita verse, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, the apparent birth and the activities of the Supreme Lord are all transcendental. Srila Prabhupada said, between the Janma and the Karma, between the birth and the activities are more important. So the Yogpeeth is the place of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this temple is the place of the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. This is the headquarters. And Srila Prabhupada would say that our devotees, they're preaching all over the world, and there's, by, of course, preaching is purifying, but the effect of coming in contact with so many materialistic people, some contamination may be there. So Srila Prabhupada recommended that all the devotees come once a year to this Gaura Dham, the holy place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and chant Gaura Nam and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is also Gaura Nam, and bathe in the Ganga and become purified and go back out again to fulfill Gaura Kam, the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. So we're most fortunate to have this opportunity to be chanting Gaura Nam in Gaura Dham on Gaur Avibhav Tithi. And then we have to go back to our various places and engage in the activities of serving Gaura Kam, of fulfilling the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching. How many of you are here in Mayapur for the first time? Welcome. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, I can offer you welcome. Of course, you're probably all leaving tomorrow. It's a bit of a late welcome from my side. But you're always welcome. Whenever I come to Mayapur, one of the pujaris, I still didn't work out who's Pankajangra and who's Janadivas, but one of them always says to me, "Welcome home." And actually, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me that Prabhupada had said that Mayapur is home for the sannyasis. The sannyasis, they don't have a dome. Often people ask me, what's my base? And I don't really have one. I'm based in India, but I'm traveling most of the time. So, but home is Mayapur. It's home for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father of the Sankirtan movement, and the Sankirtan movement is the only real shelter in this horrible Kali Yuga. So, you shouldn't think when we're going back to Russia or Ukraine or all these places that we're going home. We're leaving home. We should always live in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, which are none different. Understand, these are our real homes. We don't belong to Russia, Ukraine, China, America, or any of these places. So, I would expect that if I ask those who are coming for the first time if they'd like to come, how many want to come again, then the same number of hands would go up. Is there anyone who... Yeah, all right. Anyone who doesn't want to come ever again? Okay, well, I have a proposition for all of you. You all want to come. You all want to come again, right? And although I can assume that all of you have come for the first time and had a spiritual experience so enriching that you couldn't have imagined what it was like before you came. Is that correct? Then how many of you are coming for second, third, fourth, or more times? Yeah, many. So. It costs a lot of money to come, doesn't it? You could have bought a new machina or something like that. But instead you came to Mayapur to walk on the rough paths. Instead you came to Mayapur to walk on the rough paths. So obviously you're getting something tangible. Otherwise, why should you come again and again? Something substantial. So my proposition to all of you is don't come to Mayapur again without bringing another new person. Because we have to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not the property of a small group of people who we call the Hare Krishna movement. In one sense he is, but the fact is that who's a member of the Hare Krishna movement? Everyone's a member, just some people know it and others don't. Keho mane, keho na mane, shabtara das. Keho mane, keho na mane, shabtara das. Some accept it and some don't, but everyone is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we have to remind others of that. We're hearing many wonderful pastimes from Prabhupada's disciples about their experiences with Srila Prabhupada. But the action has just begun. By hearing these memories, we should become inspired, as Srila Prabhupada said, to act as he did. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is inimitable, but he wanted all of his followers to imbibe his mood of being absorbed in fulfilling the desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shortly after the Glasnost, maybe within a few years of that, it was reported, I believe, in Time magazine, the most prominent newspaper magazine in the world, that Hare Krishna is the fastest spreading religion in the USSR. It was a very exciting time for preaching. People were open to many new ideas, and the traditional Russian religious spirit was allowed to be manifested publicly. Prior to communism, as you know, Russia was an intensely religious, or the Russian people were intensely religious. All of Europe was, but particularly Russia. And Srila Prabhupada sensed that the Russians will be first-class theists. But times are changing. And although 10 years ago you all didn't know what a shopping mall was, now you all know. And especially Moscow, is extremely materialistic. The whole atmosphere is extremely materialistic now. And many of our devotees seem to be very much influenced by that also. It may be due to economic necessity that, just like here in India, to get the chapatis and a place to live in, you have to work. If you say work like an ass, well, I don't think the ass would agree to work as hard as the people are working. So people are becoming super asses. So that way, the benefits of the Western way of life have come to Russia. And everyone is working like an ass and becoming as stupid as an ass. In fact, the ass isn't as stupid because the ass doesn't drink Coca-Cola. Only stupid people drink Coca-Cola. Isn't it? Because no one would buy it unless it was advertised. It would remain in the shop forever. But it's massively advertised and then people buy it. It just shows it's stupid. So anyway, times are changing, and the intense or the strong interest in Hare Krishna that which was there in the years immediately following Glasnost, it's not there now, it seems. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants Krishna consciousness preached in every town and village in the world. Now, at some point in the development of our society, we thought that, well, you know, everyone's so busy preaching, but we never really took the time to really study and understand deeply what we are preaching about. You might be surprised to know that we never used to have seminars or educational programs. It just didn't exist. I mean, we had classes, regular classes, but formal seminars and educational programs, it's a fairly recent introduction in our society. Seminar is a fairly new word in the ISKCON dictionary. So it's good. There are lots of programs for helping the devotees to develop their understanding and their appreciation of the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the yoga dharma still remains of preaching Krishna consciousness and spreading the holy name. So my proposal to all of you, extended a bit, is that from what I can see, we need to go a bit back to the other side also and get the preaching more enthusiastic. It's easier to be enthusiastic about preaching when there's lots of enthusiastic response from the public. But the real test will be when there's not so much enthusiasm and we still go on diligently trying to bring people to Krishna consciousness. And actually there is very good scope for preaching all over the world, everywhere, definitely in Russia. So whatever preaching you're doing, please double it and triple it and bring more people to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and make the whole world reproduction of Mayapur. That if we see anyone walking on the street without tilak, everyone will look at him and he's strange. What's that? What's wrong with him? Hare Krishna. Of course, the as Srila Prabhupada always stressed, the most important way of preaching is to distribute his books. Then we have to have programs to facilitate people who are interested so that they can come and associate with devotees and join our Sangha. There are many Nam Hattas all over the CIS. But it seems that many of them, it's the same people coming. It's, you know, it's the same every week, every month, every year. It's the same devotees coming. It's nice that they're steady, but we need to bring some new devotees. Then we'll get, when we bring in new people, then we get more life. What do you think, Ambarish? No need to ask. We know, we all know. Ambarish Maharaj has dedicated his life for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books from those days when it was a lot easier and still going on now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, we look forward to seeing you all again here with many more devotees also. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, talking about books, I was distributing some of my Russian books here and I have 3 copies left. The story of Rasikananda, the great preacher. You can get inspiration for preaching by reading this book. So, if anyone wants to take them, okay, first come, first served. I can sign it if you like also. You have to pay for it, by the way. Tell them they have to pay. They know they have to pay for it, right? Hare Krishna. You want to take it with your right hand? Thank you. Hare Krishna. The ladies were faster. It seems to me that women in Russia are more interested in reading than the men. They're more interested in reading. They take more books. That's just my impression. What's your impression? Same. All right, then. It's just all right. It's just a illusion. Hare Krishna. Oops. Looks like they're all running out to make some new devotees. What is the price? I don't know. 120. Okay. They're already gone. Anyway. According to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anyone who bathes in the Ganga in Mayapur on Gaur Purnima, they will go back to Godhead. So if you didn't do it yet, then you better do it now, or sooner, sometime. Be careful while you bathe in the Ganga. She flows very quickly. Best time is now.